It's 8:56 and 77 degrees. Time to check on commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Pete Manhart from Bates Commodities over in Normal. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, and we have slightly higher prices at the moment. We've been two-sided, especially in the beans and the wheat. Good rain supposedly in the forecast to cover lots of the Midwest to make the crop bigger. As a result of that, expectations that we could go lower, especially in the beans and the wheat. We have, at the moment, September corn up 1 3/4, December up 2, beans at the moment, September up 2, and November up 2 3/4 at 871.5, but that's 7 off the high in those beans. The hogs and cattle are higher, 50 to 70 higher. Crude oil's up 80 ticks. We have a nearby crude at $68. The mini Dow is up 20. U.S. dollar is down a hair, and that's helping other people buy from us. But higher prices on the grains across the board, but we expect those to gradually go away into harvest on a bigger crop due to better rains coming across the Midwest to help the crop size get bigger than it was last week on USDA's report when we had a huge bushel per acres and huge carryouts. Higher across the board at the moment. I expect mixed prices by the end of the day. And this is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal.
All right, Pete, thank you very much for that update. We appreciate a couple of other notes for you here this morning. Export inspections yesterday, taking a look at corn first for the week of August 9th at 1.262 million metric tons, about 66% larger than the same week last year. Those year-to-date exports are lagging last year by just under 1%. Meanwhile, the USDA Crop Progress Report showed that 73% of the U.S. corn crop was in the dough stage as of Sunday, with 26% dented versus the 13% average. Condition ratings were down 1% in the good to excellent categories, but still at a strong 70%. Meanwhile, on the soybean side, the crop was rated at 66% good to excellent, and 84% of the U.S. soybean crop setting pods as of Sunday versus the average of 72%. Let's take a look at current conditions quickly here in the WIOL listening area. Here in Urbana, we're at 77 degrees outside our WIOL studios. Relative humidity, a very reasonable 62%, and a light south wind. 71 degrees at last check in Bloomington, Normal, up to 73 in Decatur. 71 in Danville, 75 in Charleston, Mattoon, and 74 degrees in Rantoul. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly sunny skies, a high of 87 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 10. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, a low of 69. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms likely a bit cooler with a high of 77. This is Illinois Public Media, WIOL AM 580 and WIOL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.